Another new show debuting on cable TV this summer is about a middle-class immigrant family in Los Angeles. And like most immigrants on television, they are working hard to achieve their American dream. The mother is an ambitious entrepreneur. She runs a business out of their home, a family business. She calls it the St. Petersburg House of Discreet Pleasure.
So I don't know if you know what we do here.
I'm assuming discreet pleasures for ladies. If I was having discreet pleasures, I'd have like cute little zipper bags for lady products.
It's not that.
Okay.
It's not lady products.
Okay.
It's prostitution.
The program is called Svetlana for Svetlana Maximovskaya. She stars in the show, and she's also been a guest commentator for Studio 360 in the past. Now, a heads up, Svetlana is not for children, and our conversation might not be either. Svetlana, welcome to Studio 360.
Thanks for having me, Kurt. It's been a long time. These days, Kurt, it's not enough to be prostitute. I mean, financially, it's enough. You know, sex business is the one thing that doesn't suffer from recession. You know, we always have business. But I wanted to become more involved in the arts, you know, almost like one of those old Jewish ladies that becomes a patron in my own way.
Right. I was interested to see how you really run things. This brothel, which is what it is really a family business.
It's a home. You know what I mean? It's not a whore house, it's a whore home, which is my slogan.
Nice.
And, you know, my daughters work for me. You know, they do schoolwork and they're very active socially, but
really?
They also work for me.
Those are your daughters?
Yeah. They are my daughters, yeah.
Ah. You seem to have a very loving, normal relationship with your husband. What keeps you two together?
We love each other very much. I mean, we've been married for many, many years. And he loves what I do, you know, as long as I keep it spicy in the bedroom with him. But he's also a kind of a loser. I mean, I support him. Yeah, he's completely impotent in the workplace. You know, I got him interview at Caltech and he completely blew it.
Really? At Caltech in Pasadena? Yeah.
Yeah, because he used to be an engineer. He worked on the Sputniks, you know, all of them.
Are you ready?
Yes.
You look fantastic.
Thank you.
You have your catchphrase.
Yes, I do.
Hello.
Hello.
Nice to meet you, Professor.
Nice to meet you, Professor.
I may have been unemployed. But I'm ready to get back in the saddle. Your wife is so pretty.
Oh, your wife is so pretty.
Is it your son?
Is it your son?
Is it your dog?
Is it your dog?
Oh, it's your son.
It's your son.
I'm kidding.
Don't say that.
But I'm not kidding.
Oh, okay.
Don't say that.
Okay.
Okay, you have to go. I'll be right here, okay?
I'm here.
Go in there. You're going to be late.
I'm going to go.
Go. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. I'm getting the job.
You.
Okay. Okay, we're going to be late. Let's go. I'm right here.
All right.
Okay. I love you.
I love you too.
You know, Vlad, he's a good husband, he's a loving guy, but he has no social skills whatsoever. I mean, he can't even function outside the house. Like robot, but really hairy, like a hairy robot.
Now, you start off each week with a staff meeting, and you give everybody a lesson. Let's listen to a clip.
Good morning, everybody. Dobre utro.
Dobre utro.
Thank you for coming to our weekly employee session. Word of the week this week is gumption. Gumption. Everybody say it.
Gumption.
Gumption means desire, motivation. Marina, why don't you give me sentence with gumption?
I belly flop into the gumption.
Okay, I like that actually. I actually like that. It has meaning, it has power, it has emotion.
Gumption, I like the word gumption. Why is education so important to you?
Expanding your vocabulary, being more eloquent, you know, can really help you in the bedroom and out. You know, you want to express yourself and say, look, I look at you, Kurt, and I'm bedazzled. I mean, that makes you feel good, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I feel better just saying it.
There you go. I love that word.
But second, I encourage my girls to do whatever they want. One of my girls got accepted into 3 colleges, including Fashion Institute of Technology. And, you know, she's going to college. And Marina wants to be a musician, and I encourage her, and she now has about 52 hits on YouTube. 52 hits. That's no joke.
52 people have watched her video.
Well, I'm 48 of them, but there are a few others that watch. And she's very talented. And Natasha wants to be actress, so I took her to audition, and I taught her some Shakespeare, and she knocked it out of the park.
Really?
Yeah.
So you've finished a whole season of these, 12 episodes. Are you just going to keep on letting the cameras into your life and going on with more and more?
Well, Kurt, I have to be honest, I'm kind of in plans for the next gubernatorial race in California.
Ah.
That's really where I want to take it. I mean, if Arianna Huffington could roll it for a little bit, I think I can too. And I have enough clout, you know, I have enough people and support from here and abroad.
Are you a citizen?
I'd like rather not talk about that, Kurt.
Svetlana, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kurt, and don't forget to call us to schedule an appointment.
I'll have my people get in touch with your people.
Fantastic.
Svetlana debuts on HDNet this week. And you can see the first episode, if you'd like, at studio360.org. And I should probably add that Svetlana is an alter ego of the writer and performer Iris Barr.